Continuing in the Kuntros, the Man Yedu, Dor Seichem, put out by Yeshivas Yishrei Lev, we're going to do the Limud now for Yud Zayin Tishrei, the first day of Chol HaMoed, and the topic for today is the bracha on Lulav being made over Las Yasam, being made before you do the mitzvah of Lulav itself. Now, it's interesting, we already did a whole discussion about the bracha on Sukkah and whether that needs to be over Las Yasam and how to make that over Las Yasam. So today we're just going to learn a very simple Tosfos, where Tosfos deals with how it is that one times the bracha of Lulav to make it over Las Yasam. Over Las Yasam means that a person is always supposed to make any bracha mitzvah, any bracha you make on a mitzvah should always be said right before you do the mitzvah. So Gemara appears in a couple of places in Shas, but one of those places is right here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Tam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kol HaMitzvos Kulan Mevarech Aleihen Over Las Yasan. All mitzvos, the bracha should be said over Las Yasan before you do the mitzvah. Umay Mash Medahai Over Lishna Da'akadumehu. How do I know that over means to do it before? Where do we ever have that the word over means that something's before something else? Tam Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Tichsiv Vayara Tachimot Derech HaKikar Vayavor Es HaKushi. The pasuk describes that Achimotz was running and he was Vayavor. He got there before the Kushi, who was also running. He wanted to deliver the news, so he outran the Kushi. He got there before anybody else. So that's over la'asiyasan. You see, the word over means to get there first. Abaye Amar Mehacha. Abaye has a different source. V'hu avar lifneihem v'yibayse mehacha v'yavor malkom lifneihem v'ashem b'roshem. Whatever it is, different psukim that all use the word over in the sense that it means before something. So when we say in when Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that there's a mitzvah to make a bracha over Las Yasan, it means that you're supposed to make a bracha before doing the mitzvah. Now Tosfos raises the fundamental question: how does one do this with the mitzvah of Lulav? He says, the way I see it, you got two options. Either you can make the bracha after you've already picked up the Lulav, but if you do that, then it's not really over Las Yasan, it's not before you've done the mitzvah, because by the time you've picked up the lulav, you're already mekayim the mitzvah. We have that concept that we've discussed many times already. Mida agbe, nafakbe. The second you pick up the lulav, you're ready out to the mitzvah. As long as you're holding everything right side up, and as long as you're having kavanah to do the mitzvah and everything else, you're mekayim the mitzvah as soon as you pick it up. So what is it? How does one? So what's the only other option? Tos says, what, to leave it on the table, leave it in the box, make the bracha while it's still in the box, and then take it out of the box, and then pick it up. But that's so far before you do the mitzvah. That's not even close to the time of doing the mitzvah. Tell us, just think about it. When do we make the bracha on tefillin? We're going to make the bracha on tefillin while it's still in the box, while it's still in the bag? That's way too early to make the bracha. So by tefillin, we have it easy. We pick it up in our hands, we put it right around our arm, right around our head, and we make the bracha then. We make the bracha while it's around our arm, while it's right near our arm, right near our head. That's what we're able to do to make the bracha over La'asi Yasan. But we can't do that by lulav, because once we already pick it up in our hands, we're already mekayim the mitzvah, so it's too late. So how do we resolve this problem? How do we make the bracha over Las Yasan and not what's called over the over, before the over Las Yasan? How is one supposed to fulfill this mitzvah properly? So Tosfos suggests four answers, four solutions to this problem. Number one, Tosfos says, "B'shema mishayas chalita lulav kodem shita la'esrog mevarech." He says, here's what you could do. Pick up the lulav, make the bracha while the lulav is in your hand, and then pick up the esrog. And this way, it doesn't take that long, because you only have to grab the esrog after the bracha, so it will be very quick. And by the time you're picking up the lulav, you're not yet doing the mitzvah when you're picking up the lulav. So that way, you can make the bracha of Las Yasan in the quickest possible way. Now, Tosfos is assuming that you're not mekayim anything by just picking up the lulav on its own, because you have to hold all dalim minim at the same time. That's what Tosfos assumes in this answer. Each answer comes with an assumption. Right? We saw the Rambam the other day, where the Rambam says that if you pick up the dalim minim ze achar ze, one after the other, even if you don't hold them all at the same time, you're kind of the mitzvah. Tosfos seems to be assuming in this first answer not that way. That you're not even, you haven't even started the mitzvah if you just pick up the lulav and the hadassim and the aravos. The mitzvah only begins once you're holding all four at the same time. So that's the way to do it. Second answer, Tosfos says, inami la'achar shenot al shneim el shahofeich echad mehen kedar minim b'sof pirkin. Here's what you do. Pick up all four minim, but pick up one of them upside down. And since one cannot be yotzei the mitzvah when you're holding it upside down, one is only yotzei the mitzvah when they're holding it right side up. So if you pick up one of them upside down, then you can make the bracha while you're holding, let's say, what we do, this is what we do, while you're holding the esrog upside down, and then right away, as soon as you finish the bracha, you turn the esrog right side up, and boom, right then, you're makayim the mitzvah. Third possibility, Tosa suggests, maybe you could even hold it right side up. But you can still see to it that you're not being mekayim the mitzvah until after you say the bracha. Even though it's true that one is mekayim the mitzvah even when he doesn't have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah, but we're not going to force a kiyum ha-mitzvah on a person. A person is not mekayim the mitzvah against his will, so if he has in mind that he specifically doesn't want to get the mitzvah as he picks up the dalet minim, he won't get the mitzvah. Say the bracha, and then have in mind right away, as soon as you say the bracha, now I want the mitzvah. And then it will be over las yasan. We already saw in one of the earlier days that that's not so pashut either, because we had that question, that discussion of the Bikurei Yaakov, where the Bikurei Yaakov isn't sure, is the mitzvah to take the lulav in your hand, or is the mitzvah to have the lulav in your hand? This Eitzah, this suggestion of Tosos, only works if the mitzvah is to have the lulav in your hand. But if the mitzvah is to take the lulav in your hand, this suggestion doesn't work, because by the time you're making the bracha, you're not then taking the lulav. You only have it in your hand after you make the bracha. So this third suggestion of Tosos only works if you assume that the mitzvah is to have the lulav in your hand, not a mitzvah to take the lulav in your hand. Then a fourth suggestion of Tosos, inami mishum delo gamra mitzvah so erachar ni'anua, d'mei time inami v'rachan antilas yadayim. This we also saw a previous day, that Tosos says, maybe you could say the bracha after you're already holding the lulav, because you haven't finished the mitzvah yet. The mitzvah is only completed once you shake the lulav, so you're still involved in the mitzvah itself. He says, just like the bracha of al netilas yadayim is said, just like the bracha of al netilas yadayim is said after you already washed your hands. Why? Because you're not finished the mitzvah yet. You still have the drying of the hands to do. So since you're not finished with the mitzvah, you could still say the bracha while you're still involved in doing elements of the mitzvah and doing things that are necessary for the mitzvah, just like by netilas yadayim. So the shaking of the lulav is necessary. So as long as you say the bracha before you shake the lulav, that would be good enough. As we pointed out the other day, this is also very highly questionable. Who says that the shaking of the lulav is a critical element to the mitzvah of lulav? After all, the shaking of the lulav is only machshirei mitzvah. It's only something that's extra to the mitzvah. It's not like the drying of the hands, which is critical to the mitzvah of netilas yadayim. Shaking of the lulav is not at all critical to the mitzvah of lulav. Possibly, potentially. So anyway, each of the answers of Tosos carries with it certain assumptions, but this is the fundamental question. How does one do the mitzvah of lulav where you're saying a bracha over las yasin, where you're saying your bracha before doing the mitzvah, and you're not saying it too early? So Tosos has four suggestions. Again, either you take the lulav, say the bracha, then pick up the esrog, or you pick up all four of them, but you hold one of them upside down, and then say the bracha, then flip it right side up. Or you hold everything, and you hold it all right side up, but you have in mind that you don't want the mitzvah until after you say the bracha. Or the fourth possibility, you pick them all up right side up, and you have in mind that you want the mitzvah and everything, but you could still say the bracha as long as you have not yet done the na'anuim, as long as you have not yet shaken the lulav, because that also is a critical element of the mitzvah.